Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Tonight we'll be in conversation with guitarist and composer Brad Myers, and we'll be talking about his latest release, Prime Numbers. Brad Myers is quite an eclectic musician, ladies and gentlemen. He started playing piano at the age of 6 and taking up the guitar at the age of 13. He moved from Washington, D.C. in 1994 to study at CCM with James Smith, the guitar professor there. And in 1996, Brad Myers made the first of many recordings, this with Pat Harbison's 2 o'clock combo, released on the Sea Breeze record label. And in 1998, Brad Myers became an integral part of Ray's Music Exchange, a Cincinnati-based funk, jazz, jam ensemble, and also has worked with the 10-piece ensemble Asia, performing the music of Steely Dan. These days, aside from fronting his own ensembles, Brad Myers works with Steve Schmidt's organ trio, as well as Jeremy Pennell and the 55s and Wild Carrots Roots Band. And the coup de grace so far in 2015, Brad Myers got his master's degree in jazz study. Brad, you want to tell us about the conception on Prime Numbers? You're a guy that can do just about anything on guitar. You've made, you know, a really swinging, kind of straight-ahead, classic jazz guitar tone kind of record. Why don't you tell us a little bit?
Well, it was a real process for me getting to, and a learning process for me, but one that was sort of, I don't know if it's just the nature of being a musician. By the time you start approaching 40, you're like, you know, I think I should make some kind of a statement here, you know. And I think the aspects of being in school for the master's degree, all of these things were kind of parts of the machine that were helping to make it work. You know, so a lot of the compositions came about essentially through the school process and working with Kim Pencil as a composition teacher, which was a new thing for me. I had never studied composition formally. It was always something that was a function of being with Ray's or working with the bands that I would record with. I would help them do those kind of things. So getting into my own kind of as a jazz composer was fun. And the band to play it was really a no-brainer for me, because it was a group of people we had been playing with, you know, for years, starting over at the Stanley's Monday night jam sessions they have over there. And we had done a few recordings, demo things before. So when it came time to do this, I was like, you know, these guys really know each other well. We play together well. And it ended up being a pretty quick process to go in.
Why don't you tell us who the personnel is?
Aside from myself playing guitar, Chris Barrick is playing vibraphones. The rhythm section is Tom Buckley on drums and Peter Gimas on bass. And then on saxophone, we have Ben Walkenauer playing tenor. On this recording, on all but one tune, which we do the tune Evidence as a quartet. And then we augmented some extra horns. My good old friend Michael Mavridoglu playing trumpet and flugelhorn. And Dominic Marino played trombone on a track to kind of flush it out. And the tunes really, some of the non-originals were arrangements that were kind of floating around and just ideas, you know, for tunes in it. And we thought it'd be a good thing to not necessarily do all originals as a first release. You want to have some things that, you know, the normal jazz listener can relate to. Also, I really wanted to make an effort not to make a guitar record. I mean, the point of this was to really make sort of a group record. And it ended up being something that we were excited enough about. We went through this process of raising some money through the organization Pledge Music, which is kind of like a Kickstarter, but it's specifically for music. Of course, the photography, Michael Wilson did the photography.
It's a very nice package, and it's top shelf all the way.
Everything came together really great, and the team working on it, especially Brian Schwab, who is a Cincinnati expat who's up in Chicago now for about 15 years, and really helped to make this the listenable album that it is.
Rule of Threes.
You like that?
Oh, man, that is a tour de force.
Well, that was one of the last ones that was written. A lot of these tunes had sort of a double life in the form of both being on the recording with this group of people, but also I had the pleasure of putting on a really special master's recital back in January as part of the whole degree process. We all have to do this as sort of a rite of passage, so to speak. And my idea was to get a group of people, some of the older musicians that I've played with in town and really kind of been mentored by, and have them be part of the band and have them play these tunes. So out of seven tunes on the recital, six of them were originals. Rule of Threes was one of those last ones that got written. So we had Steve Schmidt, we had Mike Scharf, Dan Dorf, and then the three horn players for some of the stuff. So
yeah. And so, you know, it's interesting about this mentoring thing you mentioned. Just like older musicians mentored you, of course, you're going to be mentoring people that are younger than you.
It's fun to kind of see the people that come through Cincinnati, especially that the school brings in. I mean, all of the guys on the recording, maybe with the exception of Dominic, all of them come from different places, but we all showed up in Cincinnati as a function of coming through school in one way or the other. And not only do you get their influences from where they've grown up and where they've been, but they all have a little bit of Cincinnati that rubs off on them. And it's really cool to watch young musicians kind of find their voice and find the way to play together and which things work and which things don't. And of course, most of that happens on the gig, you know, so it's exciting to see what will happen with the future. You know, I mean, already Chris Barrick has moved on
to
the Baltimore, D.C. area, but he's actually certainly still available to do gigs, and we'll have him as much as we can. That's one thing I've really noticed, both being with Ray's Music Exchange and just being in the jazz scene, is people kind of, they have a time in Cincinnati, and then they either choose to stay longer term or they'll go to the next thing on the on the list.
It's a big network, baby.
It's great. It really is great.
It really is. And I have found this Prime Numbers to be just an enjoyable recording, tight, tasty, you know, reminiscent of classic sounds that, you know, all lit us up years and years ago. So I want to ask you one concluding question here.
Certainly.
In the bio, I love that line, transcendence through jazz expression. So what's your take on what this actually means?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, that's one of the things that has kept me in music, is that you really feel when you get to a certain point on the instrument, it's not just jazz either. You really get this feeling of being able to play and let go. Nothing else really matters. You're 100% in the moment when it's happening. And that's the way to do it right. That's not always the case. When you're younger, a lot of times you're like thinking about what, you know, but once you reach that point as a musician to really be able to, and on every gig, you know, every rehearsal, you know, it's just your time to let go. That doesn't mean you don't notice someone throwing tomatoes at you if they're
right.
It's a spiritual thing. It's definitely a certain kind of magic that I can't really explain.
Well, Brad, thanks for coming by and talking with us tonight. I've been in conversation with Brad Myers, and we've talked a bit about his latest recording, Prime Numbers. And you can find out more about Brad Myers and his music by visiting wvxu.org. I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening.